Hello, this is Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering, and I'm speaking to you today about three papers that appeared in the JAMA Oncology on January 11th of 2018. And these three papers dealt with the adverse effects of immune checkpoint inhibitors. There was a commentary in two papers. And my issue with these presentations is the lack of discussion of the benefits of these therapies in context with the clear demonstration of the adverse effects caused by these therapies. Balance is what we need here in our reporting and our discussion of these issues. I think anybody who practices oncology understands that every time we have a discussion with a patient of a cancer therapy, there is a need to clearly state potential benefits and potential risks, and to mutually agree, physician and patient, that the degree of risk is acceptable for that patient and also is likely to be outweighed by the potential benefit to that patient. And that is the missing piece of these three articles. It focuses on side effects rather than talking about what could happen in terms of the good effects. Please remember, again, these papers dealt to a great extent with folks with lung cancers. These folks have a disease for which there is no cure. And the issue is the degree of benefit, the duration of benefit, and the degree of debility brought on by the therapy counterbalanced against the sure debility brought on by the cancer should these therapies fail. One paper from Japan talked about the increased incidence of interstitial lung disease with EGFR tyrosine kinase inhibitors and the immune checkpoint blockade drugs. It is well known that particularly in Japanese populations, and this group was from Dr. Oshimi from Japan, there was a higher incidence of interstitial lung disease that appeared to be even higher when the two drugs were put together. But missing from that article is what happened to these patients. Did they achieve benefit or not? And also, could these side effects be managed? One interesting thing about the adverse effects of immune checkpoint inhibitors is that they can be, there is an antidote for them. Usually dosages of corticosteroids or doses of anti-TNF drugs like infliximab can undo the adverse effects, unlike many of our other side effects of cancer drugs. So this issue of balance, benefit versus risk, risk that can be mitigated or can't, that's the real question here. Not that there's a higher incidence of this. It's how do these drugs help the patients? What are the risks versus the benefits? And can the risk be mitigated? Please remember, what are the alternatives for these patients? I mean, cytotoxic chemotherapy, there's plenty of risk there, up to including death. The other paper about CNS disease, again, talked about an increased incidence of radionecrosis in patients getting checkpoint inhibitors with their radiation. There again, they showed the incidence of this complication, and it did indeed appear to be higher, but it did not talk about what happened to these patients, ultimately, what was the effect, could it be mitigated by steroids, by infliximab, by surgery. And indeed, if it is an immune reaction, it should be able to be mitigated by things like infliximab. So a cautionary note, oncology done the right way is all about balance. We are constantly balancing effectiveness versus side effects, and not just in a manuscript, in a human being. We have to present this information clearly to our patients. We have to listen to them about what degree of side effects are acceptable, and particularly what degree of side effects are acceptable for patients in exactly where they are in their disease. I think where cure is on the table, extraordinary side effects could be acceptable to somebody, up to and including death. However, in a non-curative setting, which is the usual situation that we're dealing with folks with advanced lung cancers. I should add lastly that one thing we have seen with immune checkpoint inhibitors, and we haven't seen with truly with chemotherapy or with target therapies, is the ability to deliver long-term remissions, cancer-free, when we look at the residual tissue, it actually doesn't contain cancer. So I urge you to do what you've always done when you deal with individual patients. Present to them risks and benefits, listen to them what degree of risk and benefit is acceptable to them, and then make a mutual decision. Be careful not to be swayed by the benefit side or the risk side. Balance is what's critical here.